From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The nation's biggest cable television provider says it's ready to create the nation's largest entertainment company. Comcast announced plans this morning to put up $6.5 billion in cash and $7.25 billion in assets to buy a majority stake in NBC Universal. President Obama is turning his attention to jobs today. He's hosting a jobs forum at the White House to discuss how to boost job growth after unemployment hit more than 10% in October. Spokesman Robert Gibbs says it will be a brainstorming session.
Getting ideas from a whole host of people in the private sector, people that run fairly large companies like FedEx, Google, small business owners that the engine of our economy that do most of our hiring.
The gathering has been dismissed by critics as a public relations exercise. NATO foreign ministers are meeting in Brussels, where Afghanistan will dominate the discussions. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is hoping to win promises of additional troops from NATO countries to bolster the increase in U.S. troops ordered by President Obama. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels.
With 38,000 non-American soldiers fighting in Afghanistan, many NATO governments feel they're already doing their share. But the U.S. has a strong ally in NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen, who has resolutely taken up the task of convincing the other 27 member states and partner countries that they can and must dig deeper.
We all face the same threats regarding Afghanistan, from terrorism, from drugs, from extremism.
Several countries have already come forward with new commitments, Britain 500, Poland 600, and Italy 1,000. Rasmussen says he's confident that number will top 5,000 by early next year. Rasmussen says he expects some governments will inform Clinton directly while she's here. Two who've made clear they won't be offering anything at this time are third and fourth largest contributors, Germany and France. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
The death toll in an explosion at a hotel in Mogadishu is expected to climb right now. At least 9 people are confirmed dead, including 3 government ministers. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
The explosion rocked the Shamo Hotel, north of the Mogadishu airport, just before noon. A graduation ceremony was taking place at the hotel's conference room for more than 40 medical, computer science, and engineering students. The Minister of Health is dead, as are the Ministers of Education and Higher Education. 2 journalists have also died. No one has as yet taken responsibility for the blast, but the Islamist extremist group Al-Shabaab appears to be the only force that is organized enough and with enough resources to inflict such a blow on Somalia's transitional government. The U.S. has linked al-Shabaab to al-Qaeda. Al-Shabaab has already vanquished its main Islamist rivals and is intent on controlling all of Somalia. The internationally backed transitional government only controls a few neighborhoods of Mogadishu. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
You're listening to NPR News. Syria's interior minister is ruling out a terrorist attack as a cause of a deadly explosion on a bus in Damascus today. The minister says the blast was an accident. He's being quoted as saying a bus driver and 2 gas station workers were killed when a tire they were pumping air into exploded. Witnesses say Iranian pilgrims were aboard the bus. American Airlines is escalating a bidding war over Japan Airlines, offering the struggling carrier a deal worth more than $1 billion. NPR's Louisa Lim reports.
Japan Airlines is Asia's biggest airline, but it's been losing money and has been reduced to taking government loans to keep the planes running. Now it's the subject of a corporate tug-of-war. Previously, Delta Airlines and SkyTeam had made Japan Airlines a $1 billion offer, but now American Airlines is going one step further. It wants to stop Japan Airlines from defecting from its One World Alliance. So together with TPG Equity House, it's put on the table an offer of $1.1 billion. Despite its problems, Japan Airlines is attractive because it offers access to potentially lucrative Asian routes. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
FBI agents and cadaver dogs searching for human remains at the former home of a suspected serial killer have come up empty. The agents did take some items from the home outside Cleveland, but did not say what they were. Anthony Soule lived in the home before going to prison for 15 years for an attempted rape in 1989. Soule has been charged with 11 counts of aggravated murder after authorities said they found the remains of 11 people in his current home in Cleveland. He's scheduled for arraignment today. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.